better. Free Talk Live, and of course, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Mark is back from his final Florida vacation. You're back for the remainder of the winter, I guess?
Not much of a vacation, really. I mean, I worked the whole time while I was down there.
I see.
It's really just picking the wife and the child up and driving them back to New Hampshire.
So the family's back. Mark's back on the show. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Mark, I know that in your prep we had the same story we both brought in, and that's usually a sign that that's the one that we should go with. Of course, you can call in and bring up anything that you want, but theblaze.com is reporting on Jordan Weiser. He's a high school senior you might call an overachiever. Now, this story sounds awfully familiar if you're a longtime listener of Free Talk Live, because it's not the first time a young man has been found with some sort of weapon, not on his person, but in his car at a government school. And not the first time somebody, again, 17, 18 years old, has gotten in trouble for something like this. The prior story that we'd shared was, an Eagle Scout who was 17 at the time. He had his car searched in the school parking lot. They found his, scout knife that was in his car as part of a medical kit or something like that. And that guy got in trouble.
Well, there was a couple of weeks ago that the kid's dad's a fisherman, and the dad borrowed the car, and the dad left his fishing knife in the car.
And I believe that is a different person than this person.
Well, it's happening all the time.
Right.
This zero tolerance takes zero brains, I'm afraid.
So let's jump into the story here from theblaze.com. Enrolled in an Ohio vocational technical school, Weiser was taking Firefighter 2 and EMT courses. One of the things that makes this story a little different is he's actually 18, and he was bolstering his dream of future public service. The 18-year-old told the Huffington Post, quote, "Last year, I completed the law enforcement course. I received several certifications, including the National Terror Defense Certification from FEMA, the Terror Recognition Certification, and Emergency Vehicle Operator." He was certified for that. So this young man is looking to work for the state. He wants to work in these government positions.
And government positions where people carry knives.
And I guess he didn't expect to become the victim of the state in this case, which is what happened. He's also joined the Army, has enrolled in the what's called Future Soldiers Program, and was scheduled to ship out in August. After his planned military service, he figured he'd embark on a career as a police officer or firefighter. I mean, it's about as standard as you can get as far as somebody that wants to work for the state. Join the military, join the police after that. Weiser's big dreams of public service are now on hold. In fact, he's now enduring a nightmare. It all started December 12th when administrators at the Technical and Career Campus in Ashtabula County, also known as ATEC, in Jefferson, Ohio, about 60 miles northeast of Cleveland, questioned Weiser after an alleged tip regarding videos uploaded to Weiser's YouTube account. Among the clips are reviews of video games and merchandise, home defense tactics, and an interview with a local police officer. I think this is particularly unusual because this isn't even like your standard government school. This is a technical school.
A technical school where he's going to train for firefighter training.
It would seem like at a technical school they'd be more likely to leave you alone for this petty, let's search your vehicle in the parking lot crap.
I thought that this was a situation where he was going to both the high school and the technical school. Am I mistaken there?
It was the administrators at the technical school who were questioning him, the principal of the school, said that he had reason to believe that I had weapons in my vehicle and needed to search it, Weiser told Huffington Post. He made me empty out all my pockets, and the vice principal grabbed me and patted me down very forcibly. It was somewhat awkward. They then took my car keys, and I told them what was in my car and said, "Don't be alarmed." Weiser added that he didn't give school officials permission to search his vehicle, nor was there a warrant to perform the search. But they called the school handbook, or cited the school handbook as their warrant, he said, adding that they denied his request to call an attorney. And what do they find inside Weiser's vehicle? A folding blade pocket knife, stun gun, and two airsoft guns. Now, for those that don't know, airsoft is a game akin to paintball in which participants shoot each other with round non-metallic pellets. And Weiser said he had
little
plans.
Little plastic BBs that, yeah. You know, they might sting in the worst case scenario.
Probably not going to break skin.
In the best case scenario, you don't even feel them.
So he said he had plans for an airsoft game after school, and the stun gun is for self-defense, adding that the pocket knife was part of his EMT kit. He said, my stun gun was locked in the glove box, and the knife was in my EMT medical vest. I bought it at Kmart and have it as part of my first responder kit for cutting seatbelts. Now, Mark, you're a volunteer firefighter. You've come on the scene of a couple accidents in your time as a firefighter, and it could be useful to have a knife to cut a seatbelt or a clothing or whatever you need to off of somebody to extract them from, oh, I don't know, a burning vehicle or something like that.
Sure, knives are in the medical kits, and if you don't happen to have one on you, most firefighters I know carry one.
Right, and you again, I'm shocked that this is happening at a technical school, but I guess it just shows how far the reach is of this police state. This continually expands its tentacles into more and more areas of our lives. He goes on here, Weiser was arrested and jailed for illegal conveyance of a weapon onto a school ground, a Class 5 felony. Harold Specht, the chief assistant prosecutor at Ashtabula County Prosecutor's Office, says the charge is related only to the pocket knife. Weiser said to the Huffington
Post.
So
the stun gun, the airsoft guns,
apparently those
these
are
things
fine.
These things are fine.
I was in jail for almost 13 days, he said, the first bond hearing I went to.
One thing I'd like to point out is that knives are dangerous. There's no doubt about it. I don't think they get used I guess I don't hear them about that many knife crimes. I'm not involved in crime too often, thank goodness.
There was a mass stabbing in China recently where dozens died.
The United States, but yeah, that was the case. Yeah. But, you know, lots of people have died by knives. They're absolutely dangerous mm-hmm. things, but, you know, if you can't trust somebody to have a knife in their car at school, I mean, I just don't know what – I don't know where this country's gone. My next-door neighbor, who's in his 70s, told me the story about how he used to carry his rifle to school. He had to carry his rifle to school in the hopes that he would shoot dinner on the way home. And this was the United States.
Yeah.
This was Vermont. This was not that uncommon and not that long ago. And now a pocket knife, a folding pocket knife –
in his medical vest, in his car, in the parking lot.
Causes somebody to be arrested for a felony.
Yeah.
It's insane.
So, again, he was held in jail for 13 days, and then on his bond hearing, the judge ordered him to be on a $500,000 bond. Pending a psychological evaluation, he did the evaluation and passed. He said, they found I was not suicidal, homicidal, or a threat to anybody. My attorney brought it up in front of a different judge who let me out on a $50,000 bond and an ankle.
$50,000 bond for bringing a pocket knife to
school. Right, and that's down from $500,000.
In your car.
He says, I was released from jail on Christmas Eve. Given his school's locale, Weiser doesn't understand all the hubbub over his pocket knife, nor the wide-ranging fallout from its discovery. He said, there are kids at my school all the time who get caught with knives and are suspended. My school is very rural, and people carry knives. I can accept the fact there was a lapse in judgment, and I can accept a punishment, but I've already been expelled.
What the hell is wrong with this kid? Look what you've done, America. You've got an 18-year-old aspiring young man who wants to work for the government saying, okay, I can understand I've got to be suspended, and I can understand mm-hmm. I've done something wrong. I've had a lapse in judgment for having a pocket knife. You have beaten your children down into nothing. They don't believe that they believe having a pocket knife is a lapse in judgment.
Yeah, it's crazy. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, but there is more to this story about his felony charge and about what will happen to him if the felony keeps, you know, moving ahead, because his whole career is in jeopardy at this point over this. And we'll share more of the story. You're welcome to comment at 855-450-FREE. The very agencies that he wanted to join to be a part of are the ones who are coming down on him. I wonder how that makes him feel. How would it make you feel? 855-450-FREE. And how do you feel about the ever-expanding police state, the searches? There's another story that InfoWars has about an unannounced school lockdown drill where cops came in with guns and had a little bit of fun. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with Bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. The toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can also connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out in that way if you prefer. And, in fact, I prefer if you get the choice. Go ahead and use Skype because usually it sounds better. We're going to continue here with the story about the 18-year-old who is an EMT certified. He's also very, very interested in being part of the state. He wants to be in the military. He wants to be a police officer or a fireman. Well, now all of that may be in jeopardy because he had an EMT kit in his car, which included a knife. And the people at his school decided, based on a supposed anonymous tip about his YouTube channel where he has some sort of emergency preparedness videos or something like that. And again, he lives in a rural area. That because of the content on his YouTube channel, that he may be carrying a weapon, may have a weapon in his car. They searched his car, and they found a knife, as well as a stun gun and some airsoft rifles. They've since charged him with a Class 5 felony. And I'm not sure where Ashtabula County is. Ohio. Excuse me, that's where he is. He's in Ohio. So you're welcome to share your thoughts. There's more to the story, because we've just started to kind of give you the details here. And if you think this guy should be charged with a crime for having a knife in his car at school, whether or not he's an EMT, I'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE.
I know when I was in high school, I carried a pocket knife to school. Mm. I am not.
Was that illegal?
Day.
Was it against
I don't
school?
Know the answer to that. I couldn't tell you. Mm. You know, it just wouldn't. I was never shaken down. I never had anybody go through my pockets. I think one time they took a dog through and kind of sniffed the lockers, but pocket knives don't smell like marijuana, so that wasn't really a sure. concern of mine. And I know lots of people did the same thing. Not that big of a deal. If you're looking for a pocket knife or a fixed blade knife, great place to go is ManVentureOutpost.com. ManVenture Outpost has...
Meaning if you want to buy one.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
If not you steal one as a cop, because you can just take anything from anybody.
Yeah, you're going to have a difficult time doing that.
Right.
If you go to ManVenture, because they're going to want you to pay for it. But the prices are lower than they are just about any place I've ever looked on the internet.
They say they have the best prices, and when I checked, it was true.
Yep. They've got a low price guarantee. And they've got the name brands. The nice thing about getting the name brands is that you're comfortable that, you know, you've got that you're getting something that's going to last. I've got a good knife that I got from them, and
they've got those neck knives that you can they come on a chain or whatever. I wonder if he'd been wearing his knife around his neck, I wonder if he would have gotten caught.
Probably not.
Because they only checked his pockets, you know.
I had a neck knife from ManVentureOutpost.com. I went through Belizean security.
And U.S. Customs.
Came into the U.S., U.S. Customs, and Border Patrol, all with a knife hanging around my neck. So, yeah, you can get all kinds of knives. And, frankly, just about anything else, whether you're looking for a handgun, long gun, ammunition, just binoculars or archery, air guns, these kind of things, boating equipment, tents, hiking apparel. They've got it at ManVentureOutpost.com. It's a family-owned operation. They've got the lowest prices. Go check for yourself. Don't take my word for it. ManVentureOutpost.com.
Who could really support what the police, the prosecution in this case, are doing? They're bringing a classified felony charge against this young man and essentially just destroying his life and destroying his life plans. He talks about how his school is rural and that people carry knives, and he feels like he can accept the punishment, but feels like it's gone far enough with him already being expelled from both the technical school and his home school.
Yeah, that sounds like it's gone too far to me, too.
Jerome Brockway, the ATEC superintendent, declined to discuss the case. Again, he was on a technical campus, a technical VOTEC kind of school campus at the time when the search happened. Since Weiser's felony charge, he said the Army has discharged him pending a not guilty verdict or dropped charges without prejudice. And that's not all. If the felony charge sticks, things could get way worse. He says, if I'm convicted of a felony, I'm never going to be a police officer, and I'm never going to be a fireman. I'm never going to be in the military, and I won't even be able to be a janitor. I'm 18 years old, and this is going to ruin my entire life. Now, Mark, you got convicted of a felony at around age 18.
Yep.
And what was it like for you? I mean, did it ruin your whole life, or, you know, you've made all right for yourself? You've got a family now. I mean, maybe it's not as bad as he thinks it's going to be, but it certainly isn't going to help him.
Well, if this kid wants to be a firefighter and a police officer and go into the military, this felony is going to be a real problem for him. It's going to put up a giant roadblock. I think he can get around it. There's no doubt about it. But it's going to put a lot of distance between him and his goals. And you got to consider why. I mean, why are they doing this?
Just trying to keep you safe, Mark.
How are they keeping anyone safe for a folding knife in this guy's car?
I,
I don't know. It's insane. It's absolute insanity. They're not trying to keep you safe. It's mindless government bureaucrats going through the motions trying to cover their butts. Yeah, you've got a nation of spineless butt coverers, and what I want to know...
But they weren't at risk.
If you think, if I'm missing something here...
The bureaucrats weren't at risk.
Once they find the knife, they're at risk.
But they didn't have to look for it. They could have heard the anonymous tip about this kid, and they could have said, thanks for the tip. Click, and hung up.
I don't know if they targeted him for some reason. It's just supposition. I have no
idea. They certainly weren't at risk. I mean, the bureaucrats themselves aren't liable for somebody with a knife in their car.
If they don't do a certain amount of shakedowns of cars per year, they're probably not keeping their students safe.
No, who knows? Maybe they're getting federal money if they're shaking down people's cars. If they don't shake down the cars, they don't get money. Who knows? Let's go to the phones, get your thoughts. But there's more to the story, by the way. We'll share that with you. But first, we go to Dave in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Dave.
Hey, guys. We are in big, big trouble. Eric Holder said that we have to brainwash the people into, you know, thinking differently about guns and obviously knives. You know, what are they going to do, take away forks next? You know, this is insanity. We have to storm something. We got to physically remove Eric Holder from his job. He is a traitor to America. This is insanity. How do they live with themselves when they pull this kind of stuff?
I have no idea how they live with themselves, believe me. But we were reading these kind of stories under the Bush administration, too.
Yes,
it's not just,
you're right.
I mean,
insanity. Eric Holder was the assistant, whatever he is, right, under Bush?
I have no idea.
I couldn't answer that.
For a long time. So,
but yeah. I think you're not going to solve the problem by getting rid of Eric Holder. They're just going to put another thug in his place.
Right. And don't forget that these principles...
We have to step up. We have to physically remove him. We have to physically remove all these traitors in Washington.
How are you going to do that?
Capitals.
Slow down. I understand you're excited. You're upset.
All of them.
Dave, slow down. I get that you're excited and upset, but how are you really going to physically remove government bureaucrats from their offices? I mean, they have a bunch of guns.
I don't know the answer to that, but I'm telling you.
The answer is you're not going to.
And
the answer is they're entrenched, and there's not a damn thing that you or I can do about it beyond not cooperating with them.
Right. We have to resist the tyranny by not, playing into their.
I totally agree. Have you stopped paying taxes?
Well, that's kind of difficult because they take them right out of your check.
Mm. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Yeah, if you're working for somebody else, it can be very, very difficult to stop that.
I like your guys' attitudes. We're in trouble, and we need to band together as a people. You know, white, black, red, yellow, all Americans. We got to stand up against these.
I love the idea, Dave. It's just the whole standing up part. People seem to have a problem with that. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk more about that here in moments, because I do have a solution. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. Especially want to hear from you if you support what it is that's happening to this young man in Ashtabula County, Ohio. He's 18 years old. He was going to a technical school. They pulled him out of class. They said, "We believe you may have a weapon on you or in your car." They searched him. He said he wanted to talk to an attorney. He wanted to see a warrant. They said, "Our warrant is the school handbook, and no, you can't talk to your attorney." They then went out and searched his car.
I'm kind of curious about this. What if he had gotten in his car and driven away at that moment?
Ooh, yeah, eluding, evading the police or something like that?
Well, I mean, that just, you know, no, you can't look. And, yes, I'm driving to my attorney's office. If you'd like to follow me there, then you can talk to him about it.
It's not made clear in the story if there was law enforcement that were there for the search. I would presume that there were.
I don't know.
But it's not made clear.
This is a technical institute. I doubt there were. I doubt there was.
Well, we don't know that detail on the story. But either way, if you support what's happening to this young man, he's being prosecuted, has already been expelled from school. He's also being prosecuted for a Class 5 felony in Ohio as a result of this, which, of course, if he's found guilty of that, that will destroy his chances of becoming a military officer or a police officer, which is what he wants to do.
He's been kicked out of the military at this point.
Pending him being found guilty, he's been kicked out of the military. So he's, like, temporarily kicked out. If he gets found not guilty, then he could be reinstated. But, yeah, this is a serious situation. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Now, our last caller a moment ago was saying that we needed to band together and physically remove the Attorney General and all the scumbags in Washington from office.
Now, I thought you were kind of rough on this guy.
Well, all I asked him was, how is he going
to
do it?
He was excited. He didn't, you know, I mean, people are beginning to see the problems out there. And
no, they're not. They've been seeing the problems for years. I mean, maybe some people are just now beginning to see the problems, but a lot of people, like you pointed out, these stories were happening back in the Bush administration. This certainly isn't Barack Obama's doing. It's been happening for years, since before Bush. I mean, they were doing school searches a long time before George Bush took office. It's certainly ramped up after 9/11, but this shouldn't be a surprise. Certainly not to people who've been paying any amount of attention to the news. There's all kinds of zero tolerance stories. I've got another one about what they call boobies bracelets. Apparently, there's a case that's gone to the Supreme Court about girls wearing bracelets that say "I love boobies" on them. They're pink and they're supposed to raise money for breast cancer.
It's not just girls. I mean, guys are wearing them too. But
there you go.
They're these rubber bracelets.
Yeah, they're very hip. They're very in.
I think they were hip and in 10 years ago. But yeah, I mean, this is.
I only started seeing them within the last 5 years.
This is the okay. Live Strong is what it started with. That yellow one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll take your word for it. But anyway, he was saying we need to get rid of them. And we've heard that so many times. You've got to get rid of them. Well, he actually said you have to physically remove them. And I don't know how you're going to pull that one off, because they've got men with guns who will physically stop you from physically removing the government bureaucrats from Washington, D.C. These people are entrenched. And whether they're Republican or Democrat, they're in there for good. They're going to stay there. Sure, you might change out a figurehead now and then. But ultimately, the same game is being played. And the game is being played with your money and your lives and your obedience. And there are two things you can do to stop them from doing that. You can stop giving them your money voluntarily, and you can stop giving them your obedience.
Do you?
Yes, I have stopped paying taxes, as of 10 years ago, and just now the IRS has finally sent me a letter in Spanish, nonetheless. So they want me to help them update their files on me, and I'm not interested in helping them do that.
Yep, I've taken steps to do the same thing and not to pay them anymore.
There's risk involved in that,
Mark. There sure is.
And there would be risk involved in physically removing a government bureaucrat from office. All of these things involve risk, and I don't think most people in America are really willing to take risk like that. Not yet, at least. It hasn't gotten to the point of Ukraine or Venezuela, where there are, you know, open protests, marches in the streets. Sure, Occupy happened a few years ago, but that's fizzled out since then. You know, it was co-opted by the establishment, just like the Tea Party was co-opted by the establishment.
The unions got involved, but then it became a Democrat thing.
Everybody's
got the Tea Party.
Right, everybody's got to go to work, and you know, eventually you gotta leave the protests. So what is a realistic solution? Well, for those of you who actually care about liberty, then what I would recommend is you check out the Free State Project. It's your best chance at liberty in your lifetime. That's my opinion. That's why I picked up my life and I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, as you did, Mark, back in 2006. Over 1,500 people are already here now as part of the Free State Project. There are over 15,000 who have signed the pledge to make the move to New Hampshire. We want to reach 20,000 signers before that move actually officially begins. So we move, but we're early movers. And all the things, if you've been listening to Free Talk Live for a while, you know we've talked a lot about some of the exciting activism and political successes happening here in New Hampshire. That's already happened early. Like, it hasn't even officially begun, the Free State Project. The actual move hasn't happened yet. We're not even, you know, we're probably a good year or two away from the move officially beginning. And we've already been called the single greatest threat to the state. We've already had Free Staters elected to multiple offices statewide. So we're having an impact here, and I'd like to see it eventually move to secession of New Hampshire, to pull out from the federal government. Because if you want to talk about difficult political goals, secession's a difficult political goal. There's no doubt about that.
But it's even more
difficult to get people removed from Washington, D.C. and somehow change that beast into something that is better.
I think the bloodsuckers in Washington, D.C. will have bled it dry before you get the opportunity to do your secession
thing. You think so?
I like the idea of the state of New Hampshire doing what it's continuing to do, what it has done in the past, which is to tell the federal government to take a long walk off a short pier.
Like they did with the seatbelt law. New Hampshire's the only state state with no adult seatbelt law.
Real ID.
They turned down federal money. Like, the federal government has come to the New Hampshire state people and said, look, all you have to do is just adopt this seatbelt law and we'll give you $2 million a year.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah, but they've said no to that. So, yeah, saying more no to the federal government would be a good thing on a state level, but it would also be a good thing on an individual level. So even if you aren't, you know, willing to, if you don't care about freedom, then you don't want to look into the Free State Project. And, of course, when I say that, I mean you have to understand that in order to be free for you, you have to allow other people to be free, which means free to live their lives how they want to, even if it's in a different way than how you would. And you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else. So if you agree with that, check out the Free State Project, and we go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Vinny's on the line listening to WNIS in Virginia Beach. Go ahead, Vinny.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on that EMT guy. He was,
yes, sir.
I'm an EMT, and if I didn't have a knife in my car, then I would be kind of not really doing my job.
Yeah, people would die.
You know, it's like, if I see a crash on the side of the road, there's gas leaking, and the car's about to explode, the seatbelt doesn't work, and the person is stuck inside their car, and they're about to burn to death, then what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be cutting that seatbelt off. And if I don't have the adequate tools to do so, that person is going to be burned alive, and I'm going to sit there and wait for someone who actually has the right equipment in your car to do their job.
Yeah, you can't chew through a seatbelt.
No, and we're obligated to stop, basically.
Yep, you've got the Good Samaritan laws.
I mean, like, we made an oath, technically speaking, to stop whenever we see someone who's potentially in trouble from a medical perspective. Also, I wanted to say that what we should do is, if we want real liberty, I mean, isn't Rand Paul the number one in the CPAC vote for now?
Yeah, he did. He did win the CPAC vote.
So, I mean, obviously that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be a Republican presidential candidate, but don't you think we should be kind of pushing for him as opposed to his opponent?
No, thank you.
Well, I think that he's likely to be a Republican candidate, and I will probably vote for him in the primary.
I wouldn't lift a finger to do anything for Rand Paul. That guy doesn't have a principle. Wouldn't know a principle if it hit him in the face.
He doesn't have principle. I mean, I haven't heard a lot about him. I just thought that he, I mean,
yeah, all you have to do is just look into him. Here's what I'd recommend. There's a Wikipedia page with his position on the issues. We were looking at that the other night, and there's plenty of stories where Rand Paul is definitely not taking a pro-liberty stance on certain issues, like the war on drugs, like the border. Thank you for the call.
He's going to be better than every one of the other Republicans and better than every one of the
Democrats.
Doesn't
matter. There's no point anyway in federal elections. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. I'm not excited about a half-principled person. It's Free Talk Live. You take control here.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here on this live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on our website. You can actually create the content, that which is on the front page that you see when you go to freetalklive.com, that content as you scroll down, that was all created by listeners like you. You have taken the time to go to our website and submit content. Maybe it's a YouTube video, a blog post, a news item, something you think is interesting that you think we'll appreciate and the listeners of the show will also appreciate, because when you submit something, it becomes subject to voting, meaning that other listeners can vote it up if they like it or down if they don't. You can just go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. You do need to have two accounts, one on our website, freetalklive.com, another on reddit.com. Then you link the two accounts together in a very simple process, and at that point it'll be easy for you to submit content right to the front page of the site and vote it up or down as you please.
I'm not sure that this incident with the young man who was in EMT training, who was expelled, kicked out of the army, facing a felony charge for having a pocket knife, if this case, that the Freedom Cam would have been useful. But in a lot of cases where your car is getting searched, the Freedom Cam is going to be a very useful item. So this is a camera that comes on when you turn on the key in the car. It actually stays on a little bit after you turn the key off. So if you're in a roadside incident, whether you're in an accident or it's a law enforcement situation, and it's great to have a third party, an unbiased third party, and that's what this camera is. It records inside the vehicle, out the front of the vehicle, the speed, the location. It has infrared lasers. Now, this is something that really sets it apart from the competition. And actually, over at freedomcam.net, they have two models, one with and one without the infrared, little laser things that kind of bathe the interior of the cabin with infrared light. And I think it's great. There's an LCD display on the other one. It's awesome. So
choices are good.
Yeah. It's good to have choices. Freedomcam.net, they accept bitcoins, if you've been hearing about that. I have one in my car. Actually, both my cars. Ian, you have one in yours?
I have one in the car that I drive.
That's right. Freedomcam.net.
All right, let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We're talking about the EMT who is in hot water over having an EMT knife in his car while he was at school. First, we go to Jared, listening in Norfolk to WNIS in Virginia. Hey, Jared.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, super. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm that one person you've been looking for that is in agreement with everything that's happened.
All right, well, tell us about it.
You think this EMT should be charged with a felony for having a knife in his car? You're happy about that?
Well, first off, I do not agree with the zero tolerance policy. I think it's kind of ridiculous. But okay. The fact is, it is a policy. It is not law, but in the sense, law, and you do have to follow these. The reason we put these in is that way people can't do whatever they want.
I never put any zero tolerance policy in, so don't hold me responsible for it. I don't think you did either.
I'm saying that, you know, this tech school in Ohio, if they have a zero tolerance policy, people are always talking about personal responsibility, and I think that this man should have had a little bit more personal responsibility in knowing that his school had a zero tolerance policy and not bring things that could be getting him in trouble.
So, Jared, to one point, I understand what you're saying. Like, the rules are the rules, and we know what the rules are, so follow the rules, you won't get any trouble. And
right.
that's a pretty easy way to live life. Some might even call it simplistic. And let me rebut it, if I may.
Okay.
So, first off, the idea that we live in a nation of laws, and this is the concept, out of which your thought process grows, is laughably ignorant. 9,000 years of the state has shown us that the people who make the rules don't have to follow them. Police officers rarely get tickets, if you haven't noticed, and they're the lowest of the law enforcement level. Politicians, the New Jersey governor just a couple of years ago got in all kinds of trouble because they found out he had been for years driving around like a bat out of hell and having his drivers driving around like a bat out of hell in their SUVs just doing whatever they want. The fact is that we don't live in a nation of laws. So the idea that, you know, the rules are the rules. Well, the rules are the rules for you. But they're not the rules for the people who make them. Secondarily,
well, I think that's a separate issue completely. I mean, that's making sure that the people who create the laws and enforce the laws follow them.
But that's
now,
the reality.
What I'm saying, though, is that, I am sure that some people would look at this as an, oh, he didn't agree with this, civil disobedience. You know, if I don't like this, you know, try and not follow it and see what happens. But the fact is that if he brought a weapon to school, and, you know, he purposefully did that, then, you know, he can't be upset the fact that if he gets in trouble once he breaks those rules.
So, I mean, like, this makes it really easy. So how about the fugitive slave laws? In 1860 or 1855, if a black person, you're in one of the border states there, a black person is walking through your cornfield, are you going to do what it takes to hold them until the authorities come so that they can take them back to slavery? It's the law now.
I don't quite follow. I'm sorry.
Okay, the law laws aren't necessarily good.
Oh, I completely agree with that.
So
do
good people disobey bad laws? Is the question I'd ask you on that.
That's fine, but the fact is, you do have to follow through and take the consequences that follow with these laws.
So you think that you think it's good that this guy's facing a felony then? Because
well,
it'll make our lives better.
This has been happening over and over. Yeah, I mean. I feel like, if he feels like it's unjust, he should fight it. But the fact, the right to, you know, prosecute him for such
things. So how about this?
I'm not saying that it's right, morally right, but I'm saying
if it's wrong, the person who made the rules should then, once a court decides that this is wrong, the person who made the rules should sit in jail for a couple of years.
The court will not decide it's
wrong. No, for a couple of years. You see, these people that make the rules face no consequences for what they do, Jared, and I'm sick and tired of me facing the consequences for breaking rules that they don't have the consequences for making. They play poker, and they have no skin in the game. You can lose your life.
They lose nothing. Issue completely, if not making the people, you know,
it's
that's
not
equality under the law. Then that's not.
You
know,
can't make them follow their own laws. They won't
follow
their own laws.
Well, then making them do that. I'm not saying like your first caller saying, you know, forcibly throw them out of office. I'm saying you know, there has to be some way that the people are able to do that.
People that make, see, there are no the people, okay? This is the myth that's been around forever. The fact is there's the ruling class, and the ruling class makes their rules, and you follow them or you don't, and they do what they do. They're never going to put in place restrictions on themselves.
There's even actually here in New Hampshire, and I'm sure it's duplicated elsewhere because a lot of legal systems have a lot of similarities, but in New Hampshire, the district court rules, number one rule is the judge can waive the rules at any time because he can just make it up. He can just make it up as he goes along. If he doesn't like the rules as they apply in a particular case, he can just waive them in the so-called interests of justice.
So you don't like the rule, but you think that the rule, because the rule has been made, that we should follow the rule, go through the process, which of course favors the people that, you know, set the process up and the people that work for the process, and then that's how the system works and the system's great.
No, I'm saying that if a rule is unjust, like, you know, this one obviously is, I think zero tolerance is a horrible, horrible policy. I'm saying if you don't like that, yeah, break the rules, break the law, whatever. But you do have to follow through and, suffer the consequences for this thing.
But I can't be outraged?
But doesn't that mean that you...
Oh, you can be outraged. I'm not saying that you can't be outraged, but... You know, there are consequences for your actions, even if you're trying
Consequences. If you walk into a cage with a hungry lion, you may get eaten. But the fact that the state is being compared in this instance to a mindless animal shows how little consequence that the government bureaucrats, the principals, the cops, the judges, the prosecutors, these people have for their actions. And I want these people held responsible.
You have a question? Go ahead.
Yeah. I completely understand and follow, you know, the logic behind all of this, and I agree. Saying, you know, if we're not able to control the people that we've elected, and they're not going to put restrictions on them, then what do we do in order to fix the society that we're in? Does that mean that we have to become part of the ruling class, or what?
Well, I'd say that this is, you know, relatively easy. I think that what you do is you allow competition in the area of governance. Up until now, we have seen that government is tied to land. Government claims land. You have to pay taxes, which essentially come out to rent for all the land you own. You are taxed on your labor. They own you essentially as tax cattle. And if you separate the government from the land and people can choose governments like they choose insurance policies or cell phone providers, then you may very well see new competition and many innovations in the area.
It's a great
idea,
Mark, but you are going to have to get control of the operations of government in order for them to allow competition. Thanks, Jared, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-453, and that, to some extent, is what the Free State Project is working towards, is trying to get elected. More come up.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget, like donor oak laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot, beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $1.39, even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
MeowBit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. MeowBit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, MeowBit. Go to MeowBit.com. That's MeowBit.com.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Path 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.